Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for July 14th to 20th, 2012. The past week in Palestine has been headlined by a series of major ministerial conferences. American Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's visit to Israel and Palestine on Monday led off a week that culminated with the first ever meeting between Hamas and the Muslim Brotherhood, while both parties were in positions of legitimate authority. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report with nonviolent activities in the West Bank. Israeli forces attacked anti-wall protests organized at a number of West Bank communities on Friday. Many demonstrators were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. IMEMC's Ghassan Banoura with the details.
In central West Bank, protests were reported at the villages of Bel'in, Na'lin, and An-Nabi Saleh. Israeli troops used chemical water in addition to tear gas to suppress protesters. Israeli soldiers attacked an Nabi Saleh protest at the village entrance, while in Bel'in and Na'lin, people managed to reach the Israeli wall. In northern West Bank, also on Friday, at the village of Kfar Kadum, villagers and their international and Israeli supporters were attacked with tear gas as soon as they reached the roadblock that is isolating the village. Local sources said that many residents were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. Meanwhile, on Friday in southern West Bank, many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation when Israeli soldiers attacked the villagers of Al-Masara as they organized their weekly anti-wall and settlement protest there. For IMEMC News, this is Ghassan Banoura.
After the United States last week threatened to cut off foreign aid to the Palestinian Authority and the Palestinian people if the state continued seeking international recognition, President Mahmoud Abbas was able to secure a $100 million grant from Saudi Arabia to cover government expenses and payroll. The details and more with IMEMC's Jack Muir.
The Palestinian Authority was able to pay part of civil servant salaries last week after receiving a $100 million donation from Saudi Arabia. President Abbas met with the Saudi king to discuss the ongoing financial crisis. In related news, the US threatened to cut all aid to the PA if they continue to submit bids for recognition to the UN and its agencies. On Monday, the Nelson Mandela Foundation for Political Prisoners urged the UN to investigate human rights violations in Israeli jails. In testimony given to the UN, Butaina Dukmak, head of the foundation, claimed that Israel was attempting to isolate prisoners from the rest of the world. Israel routinely transfers prisoners from the occupied territories to jails inside Israel, a practice which violates the Fourth Geneva Convention. In news from Israel, Secretary Clinton visited Israel on Monday to meet with Prime Minister Netanyahu. Talks mainly focused on Iran and Egypt. The peace talks between Israel and Palestine have stalled due to Netanyahu refusing to halt settlement building in the occupied West Bank. Ongoing settlement expansion and Israeli human rights violations were not on Clinton's agenda. Clinton also met with Palestinian Prime Minister Salim Fayyad, where she was urged to encourage the Israelis to resume stalled peace talks. In other news from Israel, the Kadima Party dropped out of Prime Minister Netanyahu's grand coalition government over the Prime Minister's surrender to ultra-Orthodox political groups. The final break came when Netanyahu took the side of far-right and ultra-Orthodox communities, resisting an expansion of Israeli conscription requirements for members of the religious community. Meanwhile, Saeb Erekat, chief Palestinian negotiator, dispatched a letter to the international community urging them to examine their bilateral agreements with Israel to ensure that they are not unwittingly supporting Israel's occupation. The recent findings of the Israeli government-appointed Levy Commission were also at issue. The commission recently attempted to legitimize Israeli settlements that have repeatedly been declared to be in violations of international law. Hamas party leader Khalid Mashal met with Egyptian Prime Minister Mohamed Morsi on Wednesday evening to discuss the future of Gaza's relationship with Egypt. The meeting focused on the Egyptian-Gazan relationship. Many people believe that the two leaders share a common bond due to their Islamist political ties. Morsi is facing domestic pressure to lift the Gaza blockade and begin sending relief to its embattled residents in the form of food and fuel. For IMEMC News, this is Jack Muir.
Israeli forces continued their occupation of Palestine through the illegal assault and arrest of several Palestinian students this week. One student, 17-year-old Mahmoud al-Badan, was rushed to hospital in Jerusalem before being imprisoned. In Gaza, 43-year-old Rahwi Kirks was arrested at the Erez border crossing as he sought permission to travel into Israel for urgent medical care. The details of this story and more with IMEMC's Kelly Joyner.
Several Palestinian journalists in Jerusalem boycotted a press conference held by U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in Jerusalem after Israeli security officers ordered them to undergo a strip search before they entered the conference room at the David Citadel Hotel in Jerusalem. The reporters stated that they conducted all needed prior arrangements and obtained all needed permits to enter the press conference, but the Israeli internal security refused to allow them into the hotel unless they agree to be strip searched. The journalists refused and left the hotel building. They said that Israel did not require that Israeli and international reporters also be strip-searched and only targeted Palestinian reporters. On Thursday, the International Federation of Journalists, in solidarity with Palestinian reporters, called on the U.S. government to condemn the incident. Near Bethlehem this week, Israeli soldiers assaulted and abused Mahmoud al-Badan, 17, after breaking into his home Sunday in Tikka town. Next-door neighbors witnessed the soldiers kicking and hitting Mahmoud with rifle butts and batons, in addition to repeatedly punching him before they cuffed and blindfolded him and threw him in one of the jeeps and sped away. He was later transferred to Jerusalem's Hadassah Ein Kerem Hospital. Doctors there found the teen had bruising to the head and a broken jaw. Israeli forces then brought al-Badan back to prison. In related news, Israeli soldiers raided several homes and kidnapped three youngsters in the village of Yabud, southwest of Jenin, on Tuesday. The youths were named Tamik Tariq Abu Bakr, 19, Haidar Amarne, 22, and Majdi Amarne, 20. The Israeli raids follow similar military action on Monday, where the village of Azun, east of Kalkilia, in the western part of the occupied territories, was also raided and a child of 16 was arrested. Israeli occupation forces continued to destroy Palestinian land this week. On Tuesday, farmland belonging to a Palestinian family in the village of Kasra near Nablus in the northern part of the West Bank was destroyed. They razed the fields belonging to Mohammed and Sakhar Shahida, surrounding about 30 olive trees, and then proceeded to uproot the trees. That same day, the Israeli army raided Al-Kanub area in Sa'ir, east of Hebron, and issued a demolition order on two cisterns used to irrigate land for the benefit of 20 people, of whom more than half are children. And on Thursday, the Israeli army entered the town of Al-Hadr, south of Bethlehem, and destroyed a water well that had been built to collect rainwater so that local farmers could irrigate their land. A large amount of crops belonging to Ali Jaber were also destroyed. In other news, a Palestinian village that is completely cut off from the West Bank by the illegal Israeli separation barrier has been without electricity for 10 days. Mechanics required to repair the only generator require special permission from the Israeli military. The village of Dar al-Mele, west of Jenin, in the northern part of the occupied West Bank, had to rely on generators from the Palestinian Authority for power. 10 days ago, their sole remaining generator broke down, leaving the isolated villagers without electricity. Attempts by the PA to connect the village to the grid have been rebuffed by Israel, and attempts by the villagers to bring mechanics in to repair the generator have met with a similar response. And finally, a Palestinian man who was attempting to travel from Gaza to Jerusalem for medical treatment was detained due to travel restrictions in the third such case this month, according to Ma'an News. Jabalia resident Rawi Fuad Kirkus, 43, went to meet Israeli intelligence officials on Sunday at Eretz Crossing to discuss his permit to travel to the hospital in Jerusalem. According to Al-Mizan Center for Human Rights and Physicians for Human Rights Israel, Kirkus never returned. He left early on Sunday, and later in the evening, his family received a call from an Israeli official saying he was being held in Ashkelon jail. For IMEMC News, this is Kelly Joyner.
That was just some of the news from this week in Palestine. For more updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. This report has been brought to you by Hassan Kassis and Craig Harrington.